This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the nation's millions of federal workers will be required to verify they've been vaccinated against the coronavirus, or else face mandatory masking, weekly testing, distancing, and other new rules. Speaking at the White House, the president said the new guidelines follow recommendations from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Anyone who does not attest or is not vaccinated will be required to mask no matter where they work, test one or two times a week to see if they've acquired COVID, socially distance, and generally will not be allowed to travel for work.
The new strict guidelines are aimed at boosting sluggish vaccination rates among the huge number of Americans who draw federal paychecks and at setting an example for private employers around the country. Mask sales are up amid rising concerns about surging coronavirus cases in the United States. AP's Sagar Magani explains.
A spot check of stores and other data sources shows more masks are being sold, and retail analysts figure that'll continue after the CDC guidance this week that vaccinated people mask up indoors in areas where cases are rising. The Adobe Digital Economy Index says mask sales rose 24% for the week ending Tuesday compared to the prior week. They've been falling weekly since May. As more people buy masks, stores now face a challenge in figuring out how many to stock, given all the uncertainty over the pandemic's path. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.